Quickie Mysteries from the case files of Cordova Line. This is Cordova Line with the case I call The White Fox. A CIA agent on the trail of a Chinese assassin codenamed White Fox was found murdered in a seedy restaurant in Tokyo. I was asked by the Tokyo station to accompany a Washington, D.C.-based evidence response team that was training at a nearby airbase to the crime scene while filling them in on the case. Mark, a friendly, blonde, Caucasian rookie agent on the ERT who said he'd never been outside of America before training at the airbase, sat next to me in the SUV. I told Mark that the murdered agent seemingly tracked White Fox to that restaurant in Tokyo, but that the agent was found dead in the men's restroom with 5 gunshots to the back. Unfortunately, there were no witnesses nor any security camera footage to review. When we arrived at the restaurant, all the ERT members except for Mark accidentally entered the women's restroom instead of the men's, since the only difference between the two doors were the Chinese characters on them that said male and female. I then spotted the lead agent on the scene, pulled him aside, and told him the only thing I knew. I told him that their agent was likely murdered by White Fox, and that White Fox was inside the restaurant as I spoke. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of the White Fox, Mark was the only ERT member who correctly entered the men's restroom in the Japanese restaurant on the first try. The thing was that the Japanese kanji characters for male and female are the same as the ones used in China. Mark claimed to have never traveled internationally before his training workshop at an airbase in Japan. So, how was he able to correctly identify which of the identical doors, save for the Chinese characters written on them, was for the men's restroom while the other ERT members couldn't? That was a red flag I couldn't ignore. And it turned out that my hunch was correct. Mark was taken in for questioning and revealed to be the assassin White Fox, a double agent who was actually a Chinese national who infiltrated the ranks of the CIA because he was trained to act like an American and even passed for Caucasian. And that was the case I call the White Fox. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries, one international daycare facility, one drawing workshop, and one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the unnamed drawings wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries, wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it too.